Well, Dr. Clayton, the Grimes campaign appeared to be sort of on its heels a little over a month ago. What's happening with the this new poll that's out this week?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a surprise to a lot of people. It appears that she has been gaining some traction in some of the ads that she's putting out, showing that, you know, she is actually not an Obama clone, and that she will be independent. And she's also come out and said that she clearly doesn't agree with him on certain issues, such as coal being the main one here. But it appears that that she's clearly gaining traction. I think that that surprised a lot of people, given that we're, you know, certainly headed into the last several weeks before the actual election.
Well, there's been a lot of back and forth over who supports Kentucky's coal interests and will try to protect coal jobs. McConnell has enjoyed, a significant lead over Grimes in the coal fields. How big of an issue will this be in voters' minds when they go to the polls next month?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a big issue, but there are a lot of messages that are also coming out here as far as coal is concerned. There are other people out here that are saying that clearly, you know, the coal industry itself has been in decline for some time now. But that's not to say that the coal is not clearly going to be a large issue. But I think that what Grimes has been able to do, as of late it appears anyway, is to sort of neutralize some of the argument that she's clearly going to be a rubber stamp for Obama. And if Obama is moving forward with EPA, you know, regulations and whatnot, that she's going to be lockstep and barrel right behind those.
What does Grimes need to do here in the final weeks to overtake McConnell? Is there one block of voters that she really needs to deliver in order to win?
You know, it's hard to say. She's clearly been gaining speed with a lot of voters. According to the latest Bluegrass poll, she's starting to pick up more support than she had in western Kentucky, as well as in eastern Kentucky, as well as in Louisville. I think clearly one thing that she's going to need to do, younger people, I think that that's a sort of wild card here. I think that they are probably more likely to support her, but the big question mark is, are they going to turn out to the polls? This is a midterm election. As we know, that the number of people coming out is going to be much smaller than it would be in a presidential election. And so that's going to be her task, getting people to the polls, getting those people who traditionally would support her. I think women as well. I think that if she can turn out women, and if she can turn out young people to the polls in significant numbers, that may give her a slight edge.
What about McConnell? I know he's enjoyed strong support in western Kentucky. Is that going to be critical for him this time, too?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's going to need to clearly pick up support in west Kentucky and pick up support in east Kentucky as well as, you know, the Louisville and Lexington areas and metropolitan areas as such. He's going to need to make some inroads there as well. He can't afford to allow Grimes to just clearly devastate him in those areas.
Dr. Dewey Clayton is a professor of political science at the University of Louisville. Dr. Clayton, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.